Lucy is our human protagonist, and I really liked her. You know, there's an earnestness and a sweetness to her, but there's also this almost like this tempered steel that runs through her that she hasn't really found yet herself, but you know it's there, and it's going to show up when she grows up a little more. But she really doesn't have much of a chance against Bob and the full hormonal onslaught of Bob.
Well, he's the ultimate boyfriend. You know, he's the great-looking guy with the incredibly intense gaze, and he is mad about her. And he's made up his mind that he's not going to appear to her as a bull or a 14-foot golden eagle and ravish her. He's going to make her fall in love with him, you know, the old-fashioned way, the way people do it. But he's got a little bit of an advantage in that he's an immortal, you know, character and larger than life. And so when he looks at her, she gets the whole thunderclap of love bearing down on her in a way that makes her a bit uncomfortable, but that also is utterly irresistible. And, you know, along with trying to have my say about life, the universe, and everything, I was talking a lot about love in this book and what it feels like to fall in love.
Oh, I remember that from the first time I fell in love at about that age, where it just feels that it's unstoppable, that there's nothing you can do to stem the tide, that you are just swept away by this, all of those metaphors. And you look back on it now, you know, and you think, wow, that was what it was like.
That was amazing. But often the object or the person who's causing that great tidal wave of feeling, you know, in retrospect, you think, what was I on?
Exactly. I ate something that day.
Yes. Mushrooms.
I think so, because and I think that is, of course, as we've gotten older. But you captured that sense of, you know, we elevate the object of our affections to that godly status when we're that age.
Yes, yes. And that's of course, the thrill. You know, there's no cynicism about love at that age. You know, by the time it's happened to you 487 times, you tend to think, oh, my God, not again.
Right.
But, you know, there is also, I think, in humans and in the case of There Is No Dog, in Bob, in God, a sense that, yes, it has happened before. You know, there is a sense that God has definitely fallen in love with humans before. But there's a kind of amnesia about love, which I think is also typical of humans. Mm-hmm. You know, you think, I am never going to go there again. I am never going to feel so much and be so vulnerable and, you know, lay myself so open to that kind of, you know, excitement and pain. And, you know, 10 seconds later, there you are, you know, with the new Mr. Right.
Thinking, how did I get here?
How did I get here? And this time it's going to last forever.
It's going to be different this time. I think that's that eternal optimism in humans, for sure. And that's the eternal optimism in Bob, too, because, you know, he's constantly, as you say in the book, he's constantly thinking, this time it's going to be different.
Yes. Yeah. This time it's going to work.
Right.
Yeah.
There have been a number of schools in the UK that have banned There Is No Dog. I don't think it's happened here in the US yet, but the book has just come out, so there's time. What has been your
response? You can always hope.
We can always hope, yes. What has been your response to the bans? Were you surprised by them?
Well, some of them were predictable. I mean, I was invited to go to there's a big, huge book festival every year in Dubai, which has just finished. And I was invited months and months ago to that. And I made my editor send them the proof of the book because I didn't want them to have any nasty surprises. And they were quite grateful I'd sent it and instantly uninvited me, rather politely. The more surprising places, I guess, have been Church of England schools. There was a Catholic school where I met the librarian through another book festival. She read the book and absolutely loved it and thought it was a really interesting way to start a dialogue about religion and philosophy with her kids. And she invited me to the school, and it came down from the head of governors that I was uninvited. So, you know, I sometimes wonder whether the people who have taken against the book have actually read it. But, you know, as a concept, the idea of God as a hopeless, sex-mad 19-year-old, that's enough for a lot of people.